Russia retreating. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. New explosions reported near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa as Russian forces withdraw from strategic areas around Ukraine's capital city.
Russia claimed this week that they'd be pulling out troops from cities like Kyiv and Chernihiv as a way to establish mutual trust with these ongoing peace talks. And after a few days of what seemed like more intense fighting in those cities, officials here on the ground say it does now appear there is evidence of a withdrawal. And that's clear by some of the images that we're seeing coming out of the Kyiv region as Ukrainian forces push back any Russian forces that remain in the area. And in fact, some officials on the ground saying that Kyiv has been liberated. But Ukrainian forces are still skeptical of this pullback.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv, Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine's leaders are reportedly prepared to meet in Turkey for peace talks. The president and first lady taking part in a ceremony delayed 2 years by the pandemic.
President Biden commissioned a nuclear attack submarine, the USS Delaware. Mr. Biden did not mention the global turmoil caused by the Russian war, but did say the nation has a sacred duty to prepare and equip troops sent into harm's way.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. A man died and two women are hurt after an argument over money at a mall in Norfolk, Virginia, ends in gunfire. Police Chief Larry Boone.
Your child come home and he doesn't work, he doesn't go to school, but he hands you $1,000 weekly. That's a clue.
The shooting happened on the same day as the funeral for a reporter killed two blocks away from the shopping center. The men's college basketball national championship is set. North Carolina will face Kansas. North Carolina defeated Duke Saturday night, marking the last game of Coach Mike Krzyzewski's career. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pope may be headed to Ukraine.
The Pope railed against the war in Ukraine, specifically Russian President Vladimir Putin, although not by name. He referred to Putin as, quote, some potentate who had unleashed the threat of nuclear war on the world in a, quote, infantile and destructive aggression. This during a trip to the island nation of Malta. Francis has avoided referring to Russia or Putin by name, but Saturday's remarks marked a new level of outrage for the Pope. He told reporters that a possible visit to Kyiv was on the table, but nothing confirmed yet. The mayor of the Ukrainian capital had invited Francis to come as a messenger of peace, along with other religious figures. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A shooting at a beachside restaurant in Acapulco left at least three people dead. Mexican officials say two gunmen killed two men at a beachside restaurant. A suspect was shot dead as police officers chased the attackers down the beach. Acapulco has been plagued by gun violence since 2006. A loyal pet again proves that dogs are indeed man's best friend, even in tragic circumstances.
A California hiker who was missing for a couple of weeks was found dead in Los Angeles's Griffith Park Thursday night. 29-year-old Oscar Alejandro Hernandez had been reported missing March the 16th. His cause of death is still being investigated. However, Hernandez was not found alone. His dog, King, stayed with Hernandez for the entire period from the time he died until the time the body was discovered. The dog was emaciated, but alive, a living testimony to loyalty and the friendship between owner and pet. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The actress who portrayed George Costanza's short-fused mother on Seinfeld has died. Estelle Harris also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise. She was 93 years old. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.